I'm NET News reporter Mike Tobias. 48,000 Nebraskans fought in World War I. One was a farm boy from northeast Nebraska. Century-old letters and a journal tell the story of this young soldier far away from home. He signed his World War I enlistment record as Carl L. Bard, but everyone called him either Luther, his middle name, or more likely his nickname, Sally. Where that came from is a mystery, at least to Barb Stout. She lives on a farm south of Wakefield in northeast Nebraska, the same place Sally lived a century earlier.
Grandpa was always sat at the kitchen table with his hat on, cricket, and a cigarette hanging out the corner of his mouth. He wasn't the most ambitious man in the world, but the guy that would do anything for you, you know, anything you wanted, if he had it, you could have it. It wasn't, you know, very sharing, very generous, kind of quiet, not very outspoken.
No surprise that Sally didn't talk much about the war, but he wrote about it. A lot.
And I've had them in a box for 50 years.
One morning, Barb opened the box for us. Stacks of letters, a journal, plus documents, photos, and more, easily covering all of her dining room table. The letters, many written on YMCA stationery provided to soldiers, are a little tattered, and it sometimes was a bit of a challenge for both of us to read the handwriting.
Most of it is letters that Sally and Mabel wrote back and forth to each other during World War I while he was gone.
Mabel is Mabel Ring, the local girl Sally left behind when he enlisted in the Army in 1917. They wrote to each other, sometimes daily, although a big ocean and big war often delayed delivery and a bunch of letters would arrive all at once. They wrote pages about mundane stuff, the weather, who was getting married, what was happening on the farm. They also wrote pretty openly about their social lives.
I had the pleasure of being out with a real English girl while I was there. I just thought I would tell you, dear beings, as you tell me when you are out with other fellows. They are pretty live girls, too. I had one good time, you bet. I can't really see my grandpa having a good time.
This one from Mabel.
I've been real good lately. I had to go with some buddy and three others. You'd never guess who. Well, it was Dave Como. We had some celebration here. It rained in the morning but cleared up in the afternoon, so everything went off just fine.
So she makes a brief passing reference about going to a dance with another guy and then very quickly moves on to the weather.
Yeah, then the weather.
Sally wrote of a midnight punishment march during stateside training because two other soldiers got drunk, of getting called out for being unshaven at inspection, of the pleasure of getting a box of candy from home, of renting a car and driving to the big gambling rooms in Monte Carlo before he came home from the war. But also more serious stuff. Letters cryptically originating from somewhere in France told of getting used to shells landing so close they shook an old house Sally was sleeping in, of digging a 3-foot-wide hole in the mud for protection from those same shells, of always having his gas mask ready. Life as a private first class in the 119th Field Artillery.
We went up with the horses and started with the guns till we got to Death Valley, and that was about August 6th. The Germans made a stand here on the some river. I quit driving and went to work on the big gun, or the first gun. Then the 10th, I went deaf from the gunfire and was relieved. And this is the 11th.
Germans?
Oh, maybe the Germans.
I think it's the Germans
put a big barrage into Death Valley and killed many more and horses.
Men and horses.
Yeah.
Sally wrote of a week off after 3 months of action, then back to the front.
O'Neill, Johnston, Barber, Shoemaker,
McQueen
were
killed. Several of the boys were injured and died later. Came out of action
pretty well
shot up.
This has made an old man of me in both looks and ways, Sally wrote at one point. It's a reference to hair he was going to lose anyway because that's what happened to men in the Bard family. But read more, and there's another meaning.
For the sooner I can forget about this war, the better I will like it. There has been a lot of times over here when I wished I had lived in a little different life than I have.
Sally came home to farm in April of 1919. The guy who ended all of his letters, "As always, your loving Luther," and carefully kept those Mabel sent overseas, he married his sweetheart a year later. Sally kept wearing his hat tilted to one side, just like in old army pictures, but he didn't talk much about that time. Barb Stout is glad she found that magic box that speaks loudly about her grandparents and the Great War. For NET News, I'm Mike Tobias.